This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A Russian opposition activist who used social media to condemn Moscow's war in Ukraine received an 8.5-year jail sentence Tuesday after a Moscow court found him guilty of spreading false information about the army. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
23-year-old Dmitry Ivanov was accused and convicted of spreading false information about the Russian army, which was made a criminal offense under a new law that Russian lawmakers rubber-stamped a week after Moscow sent troops into Ukraine. Ivanov's social media posts on his Telegram channel had called Russia's campaign in Ukraine a war and had talked about Russian forces attacking civilians and civilian infrastructure in Ukraine. The legislation has been used to prosecute individuals who deviate from the government's official narrative of the conflict that the Kremlin insists on calling a special military operation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Human Rights High Commissioner Volker Türk Tuesday provided an overview of the human rights situation worldwide. And speaking to the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva, Türk was scathing in his assessment of the human rights situation in Ukraine, saying the Russian invasion will affect human rights of Ukrainians for generations to come, and the war's impact on fuel and food prices, as well as geopolitical tensions, are impacting negatively on people in every region of the world.
The war in Ukraine has led to civilian casualties and destruction of a shocking magnitude. The rights of Ukrainians will be harmed for generations to come, and the war's impact on fuel and food prices, as well as geopolitical tensions, are impacting negatively on people in every region of the world.
Türk also took Russia to task for its restrictions on civil society, such as the closure of newspapers and the jailing of opposition activists. This is VOA News. A Mexican official says two U.S. citizens missing since their violent abduction Friday in the northern Mexican border city of Matamoros have been found dead, and two others were alive. Tamaulipas Governor Americo Villarreal said Tuesday one of the surviving U.S. citizens was wounded, the other was not. The four Americans were in a white minivan when they entered the border city of Matamoros, Tamaulipas, on Friday. The U.S. Embassy in Mexico said gunmen fired on the passengers shortly after they crossed into Mexico, then herded them into another vehicle before fleeing the scene. Britain's government Tuesday introduced a new bill designed to remove illegal migrants arriving into Britain and cap the number of refugees entering the country. Speaking to Britain's House of Commons on Tuesday, Home Secretary Suella Braverman said the nation faces unprecedented pressure from illegal migration. She defended the bill against its detractors, saying it reflected the will of the people.
Crucially, these are decisions supported by the British people, precisely because they were decisions made by the British people and their elected representatives, not by the people smugglers and other criminals breaking into Britain on a daily basis. For a government not to respond to waves of illegal migrants breaching our borders would be to betray the will of the people we were elected to serve.
Britain receives fewer asylum seekers than some European nations, such as Italy, Germany, or France. But thousands of migrants from around the world travel to northern France each year in hopes of reaching Britain across the English Channel, often in dinghies and other small craft. Critics say the British government's plan is unethical and unworkable and will likely stymie legitimate asylum seekers. Protesters are marching through the streets of western France, and workers across the nation are on strike in opposition to the government's pension reform bill. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
People are expressing anger at a bill raising the retirement age to 64, which unions see as a broader threat to the French social model. More than 250 protests are expected in Paris and around the country, and what organizers hope is their biggest show of force yet against President Emmanuel Macron's showcase legislation. The bill is under debate the French Senate this week. The CGT union said all oil shipments in the country have been halted amid strikes at refineries. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve said Tuesday the central bank could increase the size of its interest rate hikes and raise borrowing costs to higher levels than previously projected if evidence continues to point to a strong U.S. economy. Speaking to a U.S. Senate committee on Tuesday, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said if their data continues to show a strong U.S. economy, they'll be prepared to increase the pace of their rate hikes. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.